This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the first election rally in Rajasthan near Kotputli. The Prime Minister said his government has worked at the pace that the country needed. He said India created a new record yesterday in defence exports. The country today exports defence equipment to more than 80 countries. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah led a roadshow in Channapatna today, that is part of Bangalore rural Lok Sabha constituency in Karnataka. The Congress today released another list of 17 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded former Union Minister M.M. Pallam Raju from Kakinada Lok Sabha seat, while Andhra Pradesh Congress President Y.S. Sharmila Reddy will contest from Kadapa. Party leader J.D. Seelam will contest from Bapatla Lok Sabha seat in Andhra Pradesh. Former Union Minister Tariq Anwar will contest from Katihar Lok Sabha seat in Bihar, while Amit Chand Nayak will fight from Kandhamal Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. The party also released a list of 114 candidates for Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and 49 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. The Election Commission has issued transfer orders for district magistrates, superintendents of police and DIG, IG rank officers in Assam, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. The decision was taken as part of the regular review by the Commission during a meeting chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. All the transferred officials have been asked to hand over the charge to their immediate junior officer, and these officers will not be assigned any election duty till completion of the general elections. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Addressing the Army Commanders' Conference in New Delhi today, Raksha Mantri lauded efforts of the Army and security forces on the western borders. He said unconventional and asymmetric warfare, including hybrid war, will be part of the future conventional wars. He appreciated the Army's efforts to develop niche technologies in collaboration with civil industries. The Enforcement Directorate today filed its reply in Delhi High Court against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest and custody in connection with the excise policy case. In its reply, the ED called Kejriwal's arrest legal and said that it maintained all procedural requirements of Section 16 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. It said Article 22 of the Constitution had also been strictly complied with. Mr. Kejriwal was arrested on March the 21st by the ED in connection with the Delhi liquor scam case. He has been sent to judicial custody in Tihar jail till the 15th of this month. The Supreme Court today came down heavily on Patanjali Ayurved. Its managing director Acharya Balakrishna and its co-founder Baba Ramdev in the misleading advertisements case. A bench of Justices Hima Kohli and Hasanuddin Amanullah was hearing a petition filed by the Indian Medical Association against Patanjali's advertisements attacking allopathy and making claims about curing certain diseases. The court was not content with the affidavit filed by Balakrishna and said it will not accept the explanation provided. The court also asked the Ministry of Ayush why it had not acted against Patanjali for the ads belittling contemporary medicine. The apex court, however, gave Ramdev and Balakrishna one last chance to file the affidavit in 1 week. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi today was sworn in for his third term as president. Sisi had won the presidential election with 89.6% of the vote in December last year. He is set to remain president until 2030. In a statement, Sisi vowed to remain faithful to the interests of the people of the country as Egypt battled a deep economic crisis with the help of billions in overseas loans and investments. He pledged to build a modern and democratic state. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast that heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Karnataka, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry till the 6th of this month. Hot and humid weather will also continue over Telangana and Karnataka during the next 3 days and over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 5 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.